Well, my goodness, guys, it is July the 15th. Yes, it is. And that's the 7:15. And do you know what Micah 7:15 says? It says, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them wonders. Guys, we're going after signs, miracles, and wonders today. And how do you position yourself for an incredible miracle? I got some huge miracle testimonies that I want to share with you guys. Plus, I also have one that's going on even as we speak. Guys, gear yourself up. Because God Almighty is a God of breakthrough, and today is your miracle breakthrough day in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, there's the boom. Guys, we're off to a good start. Hello, Miss Shea. How are you today?
I'm expecting a miracle.
Yeah, why? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Don't ask me that, because I'll cry. Yeah. I can't.
Come on, man.
I know I can't. Okay, no, we're believing for miracles for our Mimi that we prayed for yesterday.
And yes.
We got great reports today. And so it's happened. That's
I'm
our
ready,
Mimi.
I'm ready to just go ahead and we'll just start off with this because we have seen a miracle in that she has lived through the past couple of days. And now we've seen another miracle. So listen, the doctors told us on Sunday
it wasn't good
that she was not expected to live through the surgery. And then they told us that she was not expected to live through the night. And then on Monday, it was bad. Guys, Monday was rough. Oh my gosh, it was bad. It's one of the worst things. It was just terrible. Mm-hmm. Now that I've said that, as I'm speaking right now, they removed the ventilator this morning. She is sitting up in bed and she is talking.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We serve a miracle working God. Mm-hmm. And guys, I'm telling you right now, I was in a room in there with Jamie Lynn Walnow and Leanna and Pastor Candace, Pastor Leanna. And we were in there and we're like, it was bad. The diagnosis was terrible. What was damaged was terrible. It was all so extreme. And now, guys, they removed the vent this morning, and we didn't know if she's going to be able to breathe or not. She was breathing. She is literally conscious. She is literally talking.
Just a couple of days ago, weren't they saying that, like, her brain was so heavily damaged that, like, they didn't think she would even be able to talk or anything?
No, They didn't think she'd ever wake up. And I don't know how the Lord has done it, but he has, and he has done it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful. Now, look, the Lord is faithful to accomplish that which he has begun. She needs to be fully restored and fully healed in every single way that a grown woman can be restored and can be healed. And guys, we are positioning ourselves for the completion and the establishment and the amen to this miracle. You know, every single time, ladies, we say amen, we are saying let it be established.
Let it be so.
Yeah, let it be so. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so amen is let it be all the way done. Yeah. That's when you say amen, you are pronouncing a prophetic word that says it's done. It's going to be all the way finished. Amen, 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 amen. So I praise God for that. And guys, we're going to be shouting our amens today. And I'm going to be giving you guys miracle testimonies. And I'm going to be building up your faith. And then we're going to be going after your miracle breakthrough that you need here today. We're going to be talking about how to position yourself for a miracle, how to set yourself up for that. Mm-hmm. And what does that even look like? And we're going to go through some really fun stuff today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Really
good.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
A lot to rejoice over today.
And we do have a lot to rejoice over.
I'm sure there's so many people that are watching that are waiting for a miracle. And we just felt like we're believing for miracles, guys. And when it comes to when we sit down and think, okay, what does the Lord want to do through the show? What does he want to speak today? And it's like, well, what's he talking to us about? And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. So
yeah, we just believe that today is a big miracle breakthrough day. And then we actually came across the scripture that lines up with the date, Micah 7:15, that says, I'm gonna do wonders in your life like I've done before.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, so today is a day of signs, miracles, and wonders. And you know what a wonder is? So you know what a sign is, okay? Mm-hmm. A sign is something that speaks through some form of a symbol that indicates something else. A miracle is when God intervenes and you're like, wow, that was God. A wonder is when your mouth is open and you do not have words for it. That's called a wonder. And that is also in our generation. Mm-hmm. That's a wow. And wow is an acronym for Wonder of Wonders, W-O-W. That's what stands for. So today is a wow day, my friends. Today is a wow day. Now, before we get off into this Bible study, there's a couple of things I got to tell you to do. But first, I got to remind you that tonight at 6:30 p.m. on the Victory Network, I am going to be on Unclassified. And I've already recorded it.
6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central.
Ah, excellent. Yep. 5:30 Central, right on. And so, guys, I just filmed it about an hour ago or so, and it is so good. It was so good. You don't want to miss it. It's on the Victory Network tonight. These people go, everybody at the Victory Network goes so far out of their way, man, to bend over backwards for us. And they're just, it's so great that there's not a competitive spirit among all these ministries, man, that we're actually connected with. I mean, I'm just so grateful for that. Because ain't nobody got time for that. Right on. And I'm so grateful. And then tonight at 7 p.m., Pastor Bishop Alan DiDio, the man with the golden voice, is going to be with us here tonight at 7 p.m., all the way from South Carolina. Actually, he hates it when I do that because North Carolina people have a rival with South Carolina. He's actually from North Carolina. And he's like, no, I'm from the real Carolina. That's what he always says. So anyway, he's going to be with us, and he's going to be with us here tonight. I am, let me kind of tell you, so this week has been like every week is. It's nonstop from one end to another. Yesterday, man, we had such a good day, and it was a very, very, very productive day. We got a lot of good things done. And including, I was on the Graham Allen show yesterday.
Man, that was awesome.
And it was awesome. The Spirit of the Lord moved, and it was really cool. We got to talk about the South Texas shootout and all kinds of cool stuff and recent testimonies, people that we've, you know, rescued and all those kinds of things. It was very successful. Man, the phones lit up like a Christmas tree, and I praise God for that. And people are joining the fight. And gosh, yes, you know, we need that. Well, how much money you fellers actually need? Well, we need $4 million just to catch up. And then we need an additional $2 million for every single 1,000 kids that we reach. And guys, we've already rescued over 700 this year already. And the year's only halfway done. And so, man, we're rescuing so many kids. We're rescuing, you know, 19, 20 kids a week, every single week. And it's just ridiculous. And then, of course, man, we got to house them, and we got to build the housing, and then we got to hire the teams and all the psychologists and all the police work and all the stuff, man, all the licensing. And, man, we're in that fight. So when I left here yesterday afternoon after doing the Pulse, I jumped in my truck and drove out to Redemption Ranch. It's a 3.5-hour drive to Mundy, Texas. I got out there, and we are filming a documentary that's called To Catch a Monster. And we are actually tracking this one guy, this one monster who has abused so many children all over the world. We know who he is. We know where he comes from. We just haven't been able to build a good enough case. We have actually found 25 children that this man has abused, 25. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing this for decades, and he's gotten away with it because he got a lot of money and he knows how to get around the law. Well, he don't know us, and we're coming after him. Just this one investigation over the next 5 weeks is going to cost over $50,000. It involves four different nations, including the nation he comes from, which makes it five. And man, we're on it. And that's one case. That's one single case. Last year in Mexico, guys, we filed 775 cases last year. So yes, man, we do need the funding and we do need the wisdom to go with it. So I want to encourage you guys to jump in the fight. Call 877-413-0888 and say, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And it is my great joy to actually get in a fight to help save boys and girls out of the horrors of trafficking. Right. It's a really big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing was after we got through filming out there last night, which I had a whole bunch of operators out there. And guys, you will be seeing this documentary because we're going to load it up on odx.tv. And whenever we get this thing, and it's gonna be kind of like a series as we go through this thing of what all it takes to actually rescue a kid and how hard it is, because it's still, even though we've been doing this for 30 years, and even though we work with the most professional people in the world, it's just a lot. Everybody thinks that it's just about kicking down a door and rescuing a kid. It's not. That is a tiny percentage of just the administration and the logistics and the funding and the emotional wreck that you have to deal with every body that is involved. And that's why this needs to be the body of Jesus doing this, because this cannot be a humanitarian effort. It can't. It has to be the body of Christ, which means it has to be us. It has to be us, man. So we're doing it. We're making that. And I'm really looking forward to that. I know that you guys are looking forward to seeing that. Also, guys, beginning on August the 17th, which is Davy Crockett's birthday, friends, we're going to be loading up the first 4 or 5 videos, episodes of season 2 of The Counter. And we're going to make that exclusive to ODX Stage 2, Stage 3 for the first month so that you can binge on it. And then we will start releasing the segments of it throughout all of our social media. So if you haven't signed up with ODX.TV, man, it's a good time to actually do so. We actually have another front too that we will announce, but it's going to be a completely different fall as far as ODX.TV goes.
Yeah. God is doing some major things, and it's really cool to see. I just feel like every day there's a new thing that I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, I feel like positioned for such a time as this. And it truly is a time of acceleration. That was a word that you received that you had, you know, a couple months ago. And it's like, oh my goodness,
man,
we're feeling that.
You can't, you know, look, guys, I want you to know this. If you go through social media right now, you're probably going to see me somewhere. And that is a new thing for all of us. Okay. Here's the deal. We're not just trying to build an audience. We are trying to build an army.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get people into this fight. Guys like me come and go, but the heart of King Jesus, man, is forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. And Operation Millstone is at work here at Troy Brewer Ministries. And, man, we're doing the kingdom stuff. And so be in prayer for us about that. Be in prayer about the imprint and the footprint and the impact that God Almighty has given us, because we really do want to influence the body of Jesus to get into this fight. And we know that it's a worthy cause. We know that it is. But it also, too, is it's just not easy. So be in prayer for us about all that. Now, I also have to tell you this. I am going to, as soon as church is over with tonight with Bishop Alan DeDio, I'm going to jump in my truck, drive another 3.5 hours. I'm going to be dodging pigs. I'm going to be dodging deer, which, by the way, Pastor Jerry actually did hit a deer this morning.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, there's so many deer around Redemption Ranch. It's kind of insane.
Oh, it is. Especially
at night, right?
Oh, yeah, especially my goodness. At night, man. Mm.
Terry dang near totaled her car. I dang near totaled my truck 2 years ago.
That is no joke.
And with, you know, I hit a deer out there. It's so hard not to hit a deer, especially when you drive 110 or where you go.
Oh,
but that's
goodness.
Beside the point. But I did get a warning ticket yesterday.
Oh, really?
From the highway patrol.
Wow.
From the there. That's it. I did get pulled over yesterday, and there was an awesome officer of the law, and the brother gave me a warning ticket. And so he asked me, and so as soon as he turned on his lights, I slammed on my brakes and I kind of fishtailed in behind him because it was the only place to park on the side of the road. We were way out. I was way out by, out by Lake Chickapoo. And so I'm trying to
think. Is that the real name?
Is it?
Yeah.
No way. That's actually a lake's name.
Yeah, of course. Chickapoo. And so anyway, man, we're out there between Seymour and Bowie, but way closer to Seymour. By Archer City. And anyway, man, I was driving and I came over this hill and it was a 60 mile an hour zone. I'm doing like 78, you know, 80 miles an hour. And I came over and I saw him. I went, oh man, I'm so busted. Well, I looked because I knew he was going to hit the lights. I went, if he's asleep, I'll be able to go past him. But if he's awake, he's definitely going to turn on his lights. And I looked and passed him. He was in this little culvert thing on the side of the road, and passed him, there was no place to pull over, nothing but a big ditch on both sides. So as soon as he hits the light, I went, and I come sliding in behind him on the gravel. And I sit there, rolled down both windows, open up the beer window in the back. That's what you do. Roll down all your windows. That's called a beer window, the back window.
Is that
window.
What that is?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't name it that. That's not what I use it for. So... But anyway, I don't know what you call it. The back window back there. Open up the window, open up the two side windows. You put your right hand on the steering wheel. You put your left hand right here. Listen, this is what will keep you from being shot. And then say yes, sir, and no, sir, and be prepared to obey the commands of the police officer who has a badge and a gun. Yeah. Man, it's daddyless generation that is always about, I got my rights. Yeah, dude, that's just somebody who didn't grow up with a dad. That's what that is. That's proof that they don't have a dad. And it's just like, dude, it's not good. A fatherless generation is a generation of chaos. And so I did all the stuff that you're supposed to do. And he got out and he comes over, you know, and he comes wide and he's looking, you know, looking at me, wants to make sure that I'm not crazy because I slid in. And he said, "I got to tell you, man, I've been a cop for a long time and that's the fastest I've ever seen anybody pull over." I said, "Well, sir, it's the only place I could pull over. I was either going to have to pull over up there, turn around and come back, or just slide in here." I said, "It's the only safe place." Wow. And he said, "That was impressive." And I said, "Well, thank you, sir." He said, "Give me your driver's license." I said, "Yes, sir." I gave it to him. Well, when I handed it to him, you will notice this blue band here. He said, "What's that for?" And I'm like, "I just got out of the mental hospital."
Did you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
You would totally say that.
No, it's still serious business. This guy still is trying to decide if he wants to shoot me or not. So you don't mess with the brother. But I point blank said, when I handed it to him, I said, "Well, it's to remind me to pray for one of our youth that is in church camp. It's a thing our church does." I said, "This is Carlin Newscomb. Carlin, man." I said, "So I'm praying for her." And he said, "Okay, cool." And he said, "I'll be back in just a minute." And he left, came back, and gave me a warning ticket.
Wow.
So God bless him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told him as I was pulling, I said, "Brother, I'm a pastor." He goes, "Yeah, I could tell you were a pastor." He goes, "You're a wild one, man." "Yeah, I am." And I asked him if there's anything I could pray for him about. And he said, "Yeah." And he told me something I could pray for him about.
That's cool.
So God bless that police officer in Jesus' name. Another great victory report from the camp of Troy.
We're talking about miracles. Listen, God is in the details. Like, God wants to do miracles in your life and lead you and guide you, even in the small things. Like, we're believing for some big, major, massive miracles. But I've seen God work in the small things, even in my life, in the small decisions where I thought, you know, maybe, you know, I've just seen things in my life where I'm like, oh, do I need to involve God in this little thing? Do I need to actually pray about this little thing? Like, does God care? And the answer is yes, he does.
Yes.
And he wants to bless you in the little and in the big.
Yes, he does. He sure does.
Yeah.
And what you'll find is if you'll start praising God in the little bitty tiny things,
yeah.
He'll start showing up in the little and the big things. And the Bible says, acknowledge, okay, everybody pays attention to the lean not to your own understanding part, right? Mm-hmm. But the next part is acknowledge him in all your ways. And then he will guide your steps. And so
that's so true.
Isn't that awesome?
That is so good.
See, this is why you need to hang around me, Shay.
I know.
Yeah. You get to learn.
So then, guys, this coming Sunday, Joseph Z is going to be with us. Joseph Z is going to be with us Sunday here at Open Door Church. Alan Didio is going to be with us tonight. Joseph Z is going to be with us Sunday. I am going to be out at Open Door Ranch on Thursday and on Friday. And then I'm coming back on Saturday night, and I'll be here with Joseph Z on Sunday. So, guys, y'all don't want to miss that. That's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun.
So good.
It's always good to have the boys back in town. Mm-hmm. Always.
There we go. We were waiting.
Okay. All right. So I know that there's people from all over the world that's here. Who all's here today?
Yeah, we have Liz from South Africa. We have Christina from Berlin, Germany.
Come on, Christina.
We have five people from California. Carly Vail.
Come on, Callie.
We have Jennifer Wyatt. We have South Carolina in the house. Daryl. We have their 3353 Michigan is in the house. We have Debbie from Alabama. And we have Garland's in the house. We have multiple people. I think Uganda's still tuning in. And we want to thank everybody that has tuned in. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to click all the fun little things that you can do to share this. And also, if this is your first time, I believe we have a new member. They didn't say there were members one, two, or three.
Oh, come on.
But we are so thankful for Wayne Elder, new member that just signed up.
Wow,
thank you so much.
Hey, Wayne, God bless you,
buddy.
Welcome to the tribe.
Man.
Welcome,
and
man.
If it's your first time, like Wayne just did, he said, "Hey, I'm a new member. Please type in your name. Please type in where you're from, where you're tuning in from, and we'll give you a shout out." And don't forget that anytime the show, we have a 24/7 prayer line, and we have men and women that are prayed up, that have been fasting and ready to receive your call. If you need prayer, if you need a miracle, we woke up this morning, we prayed this morning, early morning, we're expecting for miracle signs and wonders like never before. And it's been happening all day. So I double dog dare you to call and speak to someone, call and stand in the gap together and call 877-413-0888.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have to say, Ms. Shay?
I'm just, I'm in all happy. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm excited for...
Because you've been an old stick in the mud all week.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's been a tough week.
You know?
It's been a very tough week. I'm sorry.
No, man. That doesn't mean you're any fun to be around.
I'm It's been a tough week. And it has been a tough week. So I'm happy and hopeful. And honestly, I'm excited to
You have not been a stick. You've been full of faith all this week. You've done really good.
Been trying,
I told you girls yesterday. Mm-hmm. I told you the day before yesterday. I know y'all's hearts are broken, and I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all are doing such a good job. Because I am, in my humble opinion, the greatest boss anybody has ever worked for.
I know. I think the
thank you very much.
The greatest advice you gave us was stay full of the Holy Ghost. I all week been trying to stay in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit, worship, Bible verses, scripture.
Yep.
What does the word say? What are the verses of healing?
Let's
speak the verses.
Yes.
Pray over your house. Speak it over, and just 24/7 be in Holy Ghost moment.
Yeah. Pastora Lucy Martinez understands that principle, and I bless you, woman of God.
Aww.
I bless you in Jesus' name. There's so many good people on here today.
Well,
guys,
I love our tribe.
Guys, I'm gonna start building up your faith now. We're gonna talk about signs, miracles, and wonders. I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna give you some of my miracle testimonies. I'm gonna tell you some cool things that are taking place even right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna get off. We're gonna get off into a Bible study, and then I'm gonna pray for your miracle breakthrough.
Amen.
Now, this is a place where you can actually write out, you don't got to write a book, okay, but write out, I'm looking for a miracle or a breakthrough in this area, right on. And whenever this is done, we'll go through these things. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I promise you, we will pray over every single one of them. We sure will. And if you want to bust out the big gun, like my friend here did, let's see here, Carlin, Newscom, Carla, I'm praying for her. I think she's a 15-year-old girl, and I met her the other day before she left. And all of our youth are in youth camp this week. And so praying for that little girl. I prayed for her this morning as I was driving in. I left Redemption Ranch at a little bit after 6 a.m. this morning. Drove for 3.5 hours, got here and went straight to work. And I was on that television show, and that was really good.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
It was good. I didn't get a chance to brush my teeth either. I hope it doesn't show up on camera.
I didn't notice.
I had zoo breath.
I'll be carrying.
Zoo breath. That's not zoo true. Breath. I brushed my teeth, guys. Come on. Y'all got to
well,
know.
Well, we have
I'm funny.
A new YouTube
you
member.
You are funny. Okay.
We have the big guy ATX as a new YouTube member, and we
Come
have
on.
Joe Benny
Joe
as
Benny.
A new stage two member on our ODX.
Okay, so hey man, if you are a member, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you subscribe to YouTube, what is it?
Oh, so you have to become a YouTube member.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have subscribers, which we're super grateful for, but we also are asking people to become YouTube members.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And which they requires have access.
Which requires a commitment. And so what's really is we are doing so much stuff, guys. She's on it. Listen, Chick Fest over here is on it. And every time I'm doing a show, she's on behind the scenes and she just puts on the phone. And I talk to her, hey, man, I'm about to do this TV show and it's really cool, yada, yada. Hey, man, I'm working on a book right now. Hey, man, just got through talking to somebody in Uganda or whatever. And we just share that stuff all through the week. Also, if you are a third stage member at ODX, we're also loading those up for your viewing pleasure.
Your viewing pleasure.
Yes.
I like the new tone.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get off into this
thing.
All right. God bless you, Teresa Nicholson McCormick. I bless you as well. Okay. All right. Let's talk about miracle breakthrough. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to say this. Whenever it comes to miracles and whenever it comes to positioning yourself for a miracle, there's a way that you do that. Now, the approach matters in the kingdom. And this is something that I had to learn because you're dealing with a king. Mm. And just think of that phrase, the approach matters. One of the ways that you honor the Lord is by how you're consecrated when you approach him.
Yeah, amen.
And like that might not matter to your hillbilly buddy down the road that you go and drink beer with and go out of fishing crawdads or whatever it is that you knuckleheads do. But it matters to King Jesus because he is a king.
Mm-hmm.
He's a king. Now, I have had the privilege of being before four kings in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. I've been in four different palaces in front of four different kings. Yeah, man. And it is cool. It is cool. And when you come before a king, when you do that, number one, you don't just show up. You have to make an appointment. And I want to say this. I think if you're looking for a miracle with God Almighty and you want to approach his throne in a very consecrated way, I'd say make an appointment. Like, what are you talking about? It's God's idea. Appointed times is God's idea. That is not man's idea. What's the Hebrew word for that? For seasons?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm sorry I put you on the
spot. Oh, no. Hold on. No, I'm sure I know it.
You do. Times and seasons. And so what is the word? Come on, you guys know what it is, not able to think of it either.
Come on.
That's ridiculous. But what seasons, times and seasons, seasons means appointed times. It means prophetic appointments. So there
it's
are...
on the tip of my brain.
What is it?
It's on the tip of my brain. I'm going to find it. My computer is just...
Man, dude. You're letting all the Jewish people down.
I'm sorry.
You hear the crickets? You hear that? You're letting it all. You're letting them all. Moadim. Thank you, Pablo.
Moadim. Yes.
Gosh, I
know. Sorry. I know that. I know that.
Pablo.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm sorry.
So Moadim.
I'm not.
Moadim is a prophetic appointment.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And that is God's idea. And so I'm just going to tell you something. I want you to know that this is not about, well, I just got my freedom and I just seek the Lord, whatever. You can. You can do that. But there's also appointed times that are designated to specific interactions.
Wow.
And that is God's idea. That is not man's idea. God Almighty gave seven Moadims, seven different times a year where you could visit him and expect him to visit you with another layer of revelation concerning the narrative of that Moadim.
Amen.
Okay? Just exactly like that, I really believe in consecrated times that are appointed. And like, okay, well then, wait a minute, do you appoint that or does God appoint that? Both, okay? So there's the one kind of miracle, and I want you guys to think about this, it's a big deal, but there is the one kind of miracle that is initiated by God to show you how awesome he is, right? There's another kind of miracle that is initiated by you that God Almighty responds to.
Wow.
One requires a response from us. The other one requires a response from him. And this is part of the relationship that we have with him, okay? And again, it's a lot like being married. It just is. Okay, even though you're married, even though you can kiss at any time, isn't it important to have a date? Yes, yeah. It is. That's a relational part that this is special between us, right on?
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys know, I tell everybody I love them. I tell you girls, I love y'all every single day. Tell Tyler, look at Taylor. Taylor, I love you, man. Right on. I tell Taylor I love him. I tell everybody around me I love him. I'm very good to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one thing. But I have to have special times where I tell Leanna I love her in a way like I don't love anybody else.
Yeah,
sir.
This is me and you, and I love you, and I see you, and I'm so proud of you, and I praise God for you, and you're mine, and I'm yours, and that's how that works. Okay, that's what an appointed time is like between you and the Lord. And while there are seasons of miracles that God Almighty will give you a season, where I just all of a sudden, man, you're just, my God, there's an angel, a breakthrough that is at work in my life. Amen. Yes, man, you jump on that, man, like the alien jumped on John Hurt, and you do that, and that's a really big deal. But you can also initiate that. You can also initiate that. The word of God says that if you seek him, you will find him, and he is faithful. Now, if you look into the book of Song of Solomon, this miracle relationship that we have between us and the Lord, what separates us is what the Bible calls lattice. Do you know what lattice is? It's the see-through veil. That's what it is.
Mm.
So if lattice wood is, you know, it's the kind of, it's like cross-stitched wood, right on. And he says, and I saw my beloved through the lattice, meaning I was looking for him. And I was in a secret place looking for my beloved, and I saw him. Or the Lord called me, and I saw him through the lattice. Like, okay, there are see-through places in the veil that if you seek him with intimacy, you will find him in a radical way. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to just tell you this, man. You guys can just, oh, Pastor Troy, you're just a nut. Whatever. Here's what I want to just tell you this. If you will seek God in a radical way, you will find God in a radical way. Now, these secular Christians that I get hate mail from who don't believe in the supernatural, they're completely secular because they're 50-pound heads and they're religious devils, okay? I'm just going to just tell you, the day will come, you're going to need to find Jesus in a radical way, and it's going to be more than your knowledge of the Bible. You're going to need Jesus to show up. where he's got to show up or else you're toast, you're done. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What you do in that time is you seek him in a radical way. And if we live a lifestyle of radically seeking him in constant devotion and intimacy, you will be radically fine. Pastor Roy, you got all these wild stories about all the miracles you've seen. I just don't believe it. Like, no, you can't believe, I don't believe it for you, but I believe it for me because I live a lifestyle of that. Mm-hmm. And you girls bear witness to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know. I mean, there's not a week that goes by that we don't have some kind of ridiculous miracle that takes place. Like, what is that? It is a life dedicated towards intimacy of the Lord that's going on 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm not out of line. It's really not extraordinary that I set my own man-made appointed moedim. Because I'm used to responding to his moedims and his appointed times and getting into alignment with that. I'm also dedicated to living a life of consecration to the Lord and a life of contemplation. I have a big part of my consecration of keeping myself holy and not belonging to the Lord is determining there are certain things I will continually think about. And I want the Lord on my mind all the time. All the time. I want him on my mind. You know, King David said the secret to his success was that I have set the Lord continually before me. I love that verse. And King David declared it. I have set the Lord continually before me. And he says, therefore, I'm going to win every battle. This is going to happen. He's at my right hand, this, and go. But that whole concept of setting the Lord continually before is this. I don't want to do this podcast without knowing that King Jesus is right here in our midst. I don't want to have interaction with my with my employees and with the people that work with me and my peers. I don't want to have interaction with them without being aware that Jesus is in our midst. I don't want to do anything without being aware that Jesus is in my midst. I want to set him continually before me. That makes you a very special bride to him. That makes you a very special bride. So what made Esther the special bride to Xerxes was that she spent a year training for what he likes. Not what she wanted out of him.
But what she
which was legal. It was legal. She could go into the jewelry room, she could wear anything she wanted on her night with the king, and then she got to leave with it the next day. So she could be set up for riches. But she spent an entire year studying the heart of that king and constantly thinking about it.
So good.
And this is the way that we're supposed to do. All right, how am I doing?
Good.
So good.
I love it.
Yeah, right on. So let's just talk about some of the things we've already talked about. Special appointed times between you and the Lord, which always responded to the moedims of the Lord, which is not just the seven feasts of the Lord. But I want to tell you, listen, the feasts of the Lord are not just for the Jews. They are for all Christians. The Jews are the stewards of the feasts of the Lord. And thank God that they have done that, because we wouldn't have it. We would not have it today if it was not for our Hebrew brothers and sisters throughout the centuries. But they're not for them. They are not the feasts of the Jews. They are the feasts of the Lord. And everybody who is of the Lord belongs to the feast. Like, well, yeah, but it's not a part of our culture. Then make it a part of your culture. Make it a party. Like, me and Leanna, I'm going to just be very real. We do not celebrate Shabbat every single Friday, but we try to. We try to recognize it in some way in our home. I guarantee you, my Shabbat meal is not like your Shabbat meal. Sometimes there's a chicken fried steak involved in my Shabbat meal. But it is a time where we recognize, man, we're entering into the seventh day, and the Lord said to keep this holy and separate, and we need to do so.
Very, very good.
We need to do so. The rest of the Lord is Jesus ruling and reigning within your life.
Absolutely.
That's what rest is. When God Almighty rested on the seventh day, he didn't crawl into bed and take a nap. He had dominion over all things without resistance. And if we're going to rest, we give the Lord dominion without without resistance. And we practice that because the Lord wants to, because the Lord wants us to perfect that within our assignments. Man, I'm preaching good today.
Yeah, you are.
Let's go. My God. Okay. But my culture is a Texas culture. And I love my culture. I love my culture. And I'm not ashamed of my culture. And Jesus loves my culture. Every nation, kindred, and tongue is before the Lord. That means every hillbilly accent. Right on. But if I have been invited to the feast, if God said, hey, Troy, I'm setting a special time apart for you. Do you want to come join me? I can't go, nah. I got a rodeo to go to, man. Hey, me and the boys, we're going to go shoot a pig and blow it up with Tannenite. Hey, we're going to, hey, I got this going on. I got that going on.
Tannenite.
You better pay attention and you better acknowledge the Lord in the whispers that he gives you in his heart. Just like in your marriage. Mm-hmm. Man, you better pay attention. You better pay attention.
Yeah.
So we talked about appointments, seeking God in a radical way. Mm-hmm. The word of God declares, and I don't remember what the scripture is. I think it's Exodus. It is. It's Exodus 32, verse 29. Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day.
Amen.
This day. So it's like, okay, so consecration goes with God Almighty responding with a blessing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Amen.
I love it.
Like, I'm getting consecrated to the Lord. I remember when Leanna got ready to move out, she turned into, we lived in a house for 25 years. Mm. And she said, God's fixed to give me a new house. And you know what that crazy woman did? She packed up everything in boxes before we even knew where we were moving or how we were going to get there. Crazy woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, good God. Like, and weird. I don't like that. Okay. Just so that you know this. I am a slob that is a clean freak. Okay. I make a mess everywhere.
I understand that. Weirdly enough, I do understand that.
I am a slob that is also a clean freak. I have the right to cause chaos everywhere I go, but I want it put quickly back in order and I want things to make sense. Like, I cannot stand a construction zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anytime Leanna has anything done to the house, it's when we go on a mission trip.
Yep.
Good.
Because it's got to be, because I lose my mind. With a bunch of hammering and open walls and all. No, that is not me. This is my house. I don't like any of that. So I don't even know what my point was to that. But
from packing up your bags before.
Oh, yeah. She packed up.
She had the faith. She had the faith to do it.
She packed it all up. Packed it all up and said, no, God told me he's giving me a house this year. And I'm like,
I don't feel too crazy.
No, but there's a lot of like wisdom in that, and preparing for like, how are you positioning yourself for the miracle? Are you just expecting God to do everything also? Yeah. Because sometimes, and this is something I've seen in my friends, and I think it was Jesse Duplantis that actually said it last year at a conference where I heard him speak. And he said, a lot of, you know, we're praying for a miracle, but sometimes you have to take a step and God, you need to take the step for the release for that miracle to happen.
Absolutely.
So you have to, sometimes God will ask you to step out in faith and actually take action in a way that will require faith from you for him to then perform the miracle. And the miracle is released in that act of faith. And that's like, that's real. That's a very real thing.
I have seen so many miracles happen because we're just going to give it all to the Lord.
Yeah.
2000%. Mm-hmm. And if we fail, it will be that we have failed in faithfulness.
Yeah.
Not failing in unfaithfulness. And that's two complete. Listen, you're not going to be successful at everything. You need to know that. Yeah. It's not all going to go your way. It's not. You know, everybody's like, Pastor, you don't preach that damnable message of prosperity. Oh, you dang Skippy, I do. I promise you, all day long, God Almighty wants you to prosper, but that doesn't mean that you win at everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what that means at all. You're going to have wins and you're going to have losses, but let your losses be in the midst of faithfulness.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let it not be because you were not faithful, but let it be because, hey man, if I fail in the midst of my faithfulness, I will still have borne good fruit. And people might not think that that is a prosperity message. I want you to look how her hair is sticking up now.
It's probably
look at it, static. Look.
Can you see? You can't really see it on camera. I don't think they can see it.
Is it the
baby
spirit of the Lord?
It is, man. No, the Holy Ghost is on you. Looky there. Looky yonder. Okay. So
you look gorgeous.
I'm not expecting to win everything.
Correct.
But I am expected that God will see that I showed up. And that is the true prosperity message. Because then you get favor. Mm-hmm. You sow in places that you don't reap, but then you end up reaping in places that you didn't sow because the Lord is the Lord of the harvest.
So good.
I have prayed for people and seen them die. I have also showed up and barely had the faith to pray, and they had a tremendous miracle take place. And I don't know where the wins or the losses are going to come from, but I do know of God's faithfulness, and God should be able to count on my faithfulness. Mm-hmm. So 2015, We were going through another hell. A great season of hell thrust upon us by demon-possessed people with nefarious ideas and agendas.
Trying to distract from what God told you.
God, what a mess went through. I got with, listen, man, we were just about done. And I understood what a big financial mess we were in. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody working for us that had done us really wrong. Told us he had paid a bunch of bills and hadn't and done Jesus. Really bad
wow,
things.
That's...
Brother, it was bad. Oh, it was a valley of Ono. Oh, no. And so we were going through a time of the valley of Ono. And in the midst of all that, I got with the board and I told the board, mm-hmm. I said, I would like to empty out every single account that we have, every account, and whatever the offering is on Wednesday night, pack all that up and send it to Israel. And just tell the Lord. Yeah. If we would have failed before, we would have failed because of our failure. If we fail now, it'll be we failed in the midst of faithfulness. And then, my God, how God showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, because then it's not really failure.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, man, you were reaching for the finish line. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the failure is when you bail. Mm-hmm. The failure is not when you don't have a win. It's when you that's not the failure. Retreat.
We have a question from someone that I think fits
what do you
good
got?
Right here.
Let's go.
From Psalms 37, R7Q, what happens if you've done that before, packed your bags, tried fasting, and 10 years later you were still there, history repeats itself, and it gets worse? So what I'm trying to do now is fast again. So it sounds like...
Okay, right on. So Psalms 37, I love your name. Mm-hmm. So let me just ask you something, Mom. Before I get off into what if this, I want to just ask you this. Were you stupid for seeking the Lord? Just answer. Just you answer it on your own self. And the part of you that told you, see, it's not like that. It doesn't work like that for you because you're not part of the chosen. You're not part of the elite. The Lord doesn't love you the way that he loves other people. That's the thing that has to be dealt with. Guys, hear me say this, okay? Hear me say this. You are not stupid for seeking the Lord in a radical way.
Correct.
Again, the win is not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The faithfulness of God is what is guaranteed.
Amen.
You don't know the how. We do not control God. It's kind of like Aslan. Listen, he's a good lion, but he's not a tame one. You're not going to make him jump through your hoops. However, you can count on his faithfulness. Therefore, we demonstrate our trust for his faithfulness and in his character by our faithfulness. And here's what I would say to you. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Like, okay, well, you're like, well, what went wrong? Okay, well, who knows? My gosh. Maybe there is a counsel from hell that you need to come out from under the authority under, that you don't even know that you're under the authority of. Maybe there's some kind of spiritual principle that has some kind of a legality that is causing a blockade in the spirit somehow, some way. And there's some kind of a legality. Get the prayer books by, what's his name? Dan Duval, isn't that his name? Where he's always talking about the legalities, he's talking about supernatural radical prayers and all those kinds of things, angels and demons and all that. And I look, he's way out there and I don't care. I'm way out there. Lots of people way out there. But with all that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Daniel Duval, I think that's
and so
extreme prayers.
Extreme prayers, exactly right. And go, okay, maybe I need a different language. Maybe I need a different group of people. Maybe I need something done in me. Listen, I was broke. As my Hebrew brothers say.
Capital.
Yeah, I was broke until after I was 50 years old. And I served God faithfully.
Amen.
With every thing I had. And I got saved when I was 19 years old, and I did not see financial breakthrough in my life until I was 50. So was I stupid for those 30 years? Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't. I was obedient to the Lord, and neither were you. You were not stupid. Do it again. Do it again. Hey, man, do it again and do it crazier. And be like the woman that keeps coming before the Lord, asking for a miracle, and keep coming and keep coming. And then he finally says, look, I'm not going to give the children's meat unto dogs. And he presented the worst offense that you could imagine, called that woman a dog, which is even offensive in our culture to call a woman a dog. Who let the dogs out? That was Jesus. Jesus did that. Called that woman a dog and said, no, I'm sorry. This is for the Jews. This ain't for the Gentiles. And she still pressed in and said, oh, no,
then I'll just sit on the table and I'll just take the crumbs. And he said, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I've been setting you up for. And I'm telling you, sister, I promise you, the Lord is setting you up for the greatest miracle of your whole life. And you won't even be able to remember. Once that miracle baby is born, you won't even be able to remember how hard you hurt in pressing towards it. Mm-hmm. And I bless you and I love you. And I'd say this, do it again. Do it better. Do it again. Make a fool out of yourself in seeking the Lord Jesus Christ.
And your faithfulness.
And that's exactly right. I would encourage you to do that in Jesus' name. Mm. All right. Excellent.
It's really good.
By the way, I pray for you. Father God, I lift up Psalms 37, chick. Yes. And I pray, Father God, sir, for her in the name of Jesus and just declare a different season upon her life, Lord God. Father God, sir, she's believing for change. Father God, sir, she's believing, God, for a different outcome. God Almighty, sir, she's bearing fruit in the midst of her pain and her anguish. Lord God, sir, she trusts you. She loves you. And I declare it in the name of Jesus that this is the season of her great breakthrough. God, she will see her prayers answered. God Almighty, sir, she will see her dreams realized. And I thank you, Lord God, sir, for releasing angels for the performance of your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right. Jimmy Pitt said, it meant so much when I talked to you after Liz passed away and I felt defeated and you made a big deal out of my faithfulness. It wrecks me, but lifts me at the same time.
Well, you are faithful, Jimmy. As big of an old knucklehead as you are. You know what? Whatever your problem is, I promise you, it ain't that you haven't been faithful. My God, brother. How you served your wife and how you loved her. For everybody that doesn't know, Liz was trafficked as a child.
No way.
All the way into her 20s, she was trafficked. And Jimmy Pitts was her rescuer.
Wow.
And I grew up with Jimmy, grew up playing guitar with Jimmy, grew up rodeoing with Jimmy, grew up fighting with him.
Wow.
Man, we got a bunch of fights. Bought them stupid boys from Blum that time. I said all that, man, to say this. And then I looked in wonder as you served her, and she was a train wreck because of her trauma and because of her abuse. And you walked with her and served her in kindness and loved her until she fell madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. You were a priest to your house, my brother. You were a priest to your house, and you saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I know, brother, that you're just 2 or 3 weeks into mourning the death of your wife, but I say, well done. You were not stupid for doing that.
Jesus.
And I praise God for that. Amen.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, do you want to go behind the veil today, or do you want to stay all in front of the veil? What are you thinking? Because we have some, I want to make sure, I think if we're going to pray for people, I'd love to pray for some of the specific needs before we go behind the veil. Or we can stay in front of the veil the whole time today. And maybe
let's just
keep
stay
on going.
In front of the veil. We're just all going to continue to pray together. Yeah. And I want you guys to continue to hear this wisdom and this word that I'm telling
really
you. So, because I really haven't even got deep into it yet. We just talked about that there's seasons.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about being faithful.
Correct.
We talked about that there are some miracles that God initiates, and you have to not be dull of hearing, and you have to be able to know when God Almighty is whispering a miracle breakthrough into your life. There are other miracles that happen because you initiate it, because you have built up an equity.
Yeah.
And I want to, you guys need to understand this, because I was preaching on this on Sunday and saying, hey, man, you better grow up and you better learn the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of this kingdom. In the gospel of salvation, you never build up equity, ever. Mm-hmm. Everything is on Jesus and the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the salvation message. On the kingdom side, you build up equity. You do. And what do you mean by that? I mean this, you develop a history with God of how the two of you interact, and you can increase or you can decrease in the favor of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn what are the things that brings them, because you earn the favor of the Lord. When it comes to the grace of God unto salvation, you cannot earn it. That is unmerited favor. But when it comes to the favor of God for the working of the kingdom and for the advancement of the kingdom, I promise you, he has favorites and he has least favorites.
Mm-hmm.
People that he has done so much for and they will not get with the program. Like, well, who are God's favorites? The ones who do the things that he favors. That's who God favors. God favors people that do the things that he favors, which means they fear the Lord in the priorities of his heart. That's why God loved David. He was a man after God's own heart, which means David was after God's favorite things because he loved God. Come on. And so you build up this history with God in this radical way and go, no, I know my God. I know my God. I know my God. Now, here's the verse for that. And I want you guys to hear this. Let me pull this. Let me get my glasses on here. Will you girls just talk here for a minute and let me find this thing? Man. Yeah, just say something cool. Anything. Don't feel any pressure.
I know, the pressure's on now.
I've got my scripture. Y'all were no help.
We were looking at the comments.
Okay, so I'm excited about this.
Okay, listen to this. Psalms 9, verse 10. Would you go ahead and bring that up for me, please, sir?
Psalms 9:10.
I want you to go and study this. Do you see how fast he is? Do you see that?
What the
That's
heck?
The kind of service I deserve. Okay.
Next time ask Taylor to say something.
Okay. Psalms 9, verse 10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. This, my friend, is not a salvation scripture. This is a kingdom scripture. Okay? This is not a salvation scripture. I'm going to say it again. This is a kingdom scripture. Know the difference between the message of the salvation and the message of the kingdom. So, that's not the service I deserve. Okay, so I'm going to keep on gawking at this thing for just a minute. All right, those who know your name. Mm-hmm. Friends, do you know what it means to know his name? You can put it up. That was a good shot you just did. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what this verse right here means? Where is it? It's right
there. Those who know your name, trust in.
Yeah. Okay. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. Okay. When you know God by name, that is an idiom for how you know him personally. Mm. Okay. So, Shay, I don't just know you from being on American Idol. Mm-hmm. I don't just know you from being on Extra, Extra.
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't know you from being the singer chick that whose song played before President Trump this year. You know, a lot of people don't know that all that's going on, man. Okay, I know you by name. Mm. Mm. You've been working for me now for about a year, I think.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Almost two, oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, I know you by name.
Yeah.
I know what kind of wife you are. Mm-hmm. I know what kind of mama you are. Mm-hmm. I know you, man. We're around each other every single day. Okay, those who know your name will put their trust in you. So you know what this is? This means your miracle breakthrough power comes from you looking at your history with God, learning what his character is, and trusting in his character. Not within just a certain outcome, but trusting in the character of God is also where you find miracle breakthrough power. And it's built upon your equity of relationship with him. If you've had a minimal relationship with him, you're going to have minimal breakthrough. And even if you had a big breakthrough, you're so stupid you can't see it because you're carnal. You don't have an eye for it. You don't have an ear for it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just telling you, our carnality makes us stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we miss the good things of God directly in front of us because of our own carnality. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to me, too. I'm like, my God, how did I not see that? Oh, because my head was in some other place where I was mad about something or I had the I don't want us for some reason or whatever. But look at this verse. It says, those who know your name will put their trust in you. And then it says, okay, that is us. So hear me say this. That is us initiating a miracle. Okay, Lord, I need a miracle in my life, and I know you personally, and I've got this big history that I built up with you, and that, by the way, is called your testimony. Mm. Okay? Your testimony is not what you did before you were saved. That is a Western concept that makes me want to vomit, okay? Your testimony is who Jesus is to you, how you personally know him. Mm-hmm. Okay? How I know him. I know him as my sanity. Wow. Mm-hmm. I know him as my protector. Absolutely. I know him as my miracle worker. And I am overcome by the blood of the Lamb, what he gives to me, and the word of my testimony, what I give to him. So there it is again. So those who know your name will put their trust in you. Those who know you personally and who have built an equity will know how to trust in your character, and they will initiate a response. And then it says, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. So therefore, you will respond in miracle working power. That's good. Different. What do you think?
Amazing.
What do you think, ladies?
So good.
Come on.
Jesus, you're my comforter.
Amen. Yeah. Okay, so who is Jesus to you? Miss Rebecca, I love how you love Jesus.
Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. He's my banner. He's my protector. He is my best friend. He is my father of fathers, first father.
He is a father to you. You have a daughter's heart towards the Lord.
Yeah, father of father. Yeah. And he is everything. I mean,
So if I could just say this, your daddy is not your biological dad.
Correct.
And he showed up and he rescued you and he rescued your mama.
I was just thinking about that, about what you do and then me being here.
That's right. And it is a miracle.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's totally
like,
the Lord.
Insane. Like,
no, we were meant to be in ministry together.
I know. It didn't really click until recently. I'm like, wait.
You told me that like a year ago. And I went, I see. That was the Lord setting you up for this ministry.
I would have never put the dots because it was something, you know, you're like, is that shameful? Is it? Yeah, there was a lot of things that I had to get rid of.
Yeah, you had to deal with all those things.
But it didn't really click. I'm like, wait, Pastor Troy does this for a living. And God literally, like, God
it's
chose
my whole life.
Him to do this. And then I came here, which made no sense. I'm like, what am I doing here? What is this crazy?
I didn't know what you were doing.
No, yet. I was like, what is this? No, for real, I want to tell you, I have never heard a preacher, and my dad is a man of God. He preaches the word, miracle, signs, and wonders. But something was unique about you that all you spoke about was about hope and love the entire preaching. Love and hope. I'm like, well, where's the rest? Where's the conduct? You know, where's the people going to hell? You know?
Like,
it didn't make sense in my mind. And the Lord's like, get ready because I'm about to strip everything out of you to show you who I really am without your mama and your daddy.
You know what that was? Because I was preaching on hell. Just you weren't hearing it. You were hearing the hope and love in it. That was what the Lord was anointing.
I needed that.
And you did need that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Father God to you is your rescuer.
Mm, absolutely.
The one that brings you into family, mm-hmm. that gives you a name.
That gives me a seat at the table.
That gives you a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That calls you holy and blessed and significant.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's your testimony. Okay, the reason that's your testimony is because that's your personal history. That's how you know his name.
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay, so I want to ask you, who is Jesus to you?
I don't know. Since you read that verse, I've been thinking about that, like who he is to me. And when I think of like the characteristic of God that most connects with me is just like, I mean, this isn't one of those like words that you always hear, but like, he is like a consistent rock to me.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that's
he's your
like,
stability in every way.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I think for me, I can be so like blown with the wind. Like I can, that's just, that's a part of how God wired me. Mm-hmm. To be as a creative. And so to me, he is consistency and he is strength and he is a solid rock on which I stand.
So good.
Amen.
Like that is him to me. And I remember as a young girl at a youth conference, and I remember all of the, like, I have such a vivid memory of this girl that was kind of, I don't even know who she was. I just know she was older than me. And she spoke to me at this conference. Cause all the, you know, it was a youth conference and all the youth were like, you know, we're jumping around and we're dancing and we're crying and we're all the signs and wonders, you know, in the, as youth. And, and she spoke to me and she said, listen, all this is good, but what happens a lot of times when kids leave things like this is they come down from the high and then they're left not knowing what to do. And God wants consistency from you more than anything. And so that to me spoke. And like, I have held that my whole life.
Wow.
Like my whole walk with the Lord, because I can be so like all over the place that I'm like, when it comes to my walk with the Lord, that is what I seek most is consistency in him. And from a very young age, that just stuck with me.
I can tell you from 2 years of working with you and being around you 3 or 4 days a week that you are consistent.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
I promise you are.
I
would tell you if it weren't, because that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'd say, nuts, get out of here. So
I mean, having all those emotional moments and stuff with the Spirit and in worship, all of that is
you're
so
consistent.
Good. It's so good
of course.
To have all those things. But if that's what you're waiting for, if you're basing your relationship with God
off of
those moments, then that's when it becomes a problem. And so, to me, when I think of God, I just think of like strong, stable, consistent.
It's good.
And I see that reflected in my husband a lot, to be honest. Yep. Like that's the man that God gave me.
That is the man that God gave me.
And so I think that's really cool, too.
He is strong. He is consistent. He's protecting. Stable. He is stable. Mm-hmm. He's providing. You can count on him that he's going to do things right.
Even if I disagree or if I'm being a brat.
Yeah,
well, it's true. It's so true. And I know that. And I love that. Like that makes me love God even more. That makes me love my husband even more. Mm-hmm. That I know that God gave me someone that really was a reflection of who the Lord is.
This is how you know his name.
Mm. Yeah.
This is Yeshua HaMashiach to you.
Amen.
Because this is how he has revealed himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's so important. Listen, you can expect miracle breakthroughs in the way that God Almighty shows himself to you. And so this is why you've got to know the word of your testimony, okay? Mm. Now, I'm going to go one more. I'm going to go one more. Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you. And by the way, if you guys will type out, who is Jesus to you?
We already have that. I did that. So we have Fun Girl, 9503, Comforter, True Love, True Anchor.
Love that.
I could go on and on. He is my internal strength and my everything. Robin Lee, Arizona, the God who sees me, Elroy. Brew 5640, God has...
Oh, Robin, he does see you, Doran. Mm-hmm. I promise you. He sees you.
God has picked me up every time I've fallen. He's the only one I completely trust. So people are chiming
so
in.
So here's who Jesus is to me.
Christy McCord.
When I think about my walk with Jesus and when I think about he first showed up to me as father and as family. Mm-hmm. That was the first way he showed up to me.
Yeah.
As inclusive to family. Accessible as a dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He also first showed up to me as when I first had my first encounter with Jesus, I felt like that he believed I was really good. And for the first time in my life, I believed I could be really good.
And that's why you say that to every rescue kid. Every time you meet a rescue kid, you say that. You say you're a good girl, you're a good boy, because that's how God showed up to you. You say every single time I've seen you meet a rescue kid or FaceTime one, that's the first thing you say. And that always stuck out to me. And now it makes sense why.
How about them apples?
That's cool. That's cool.
My provider, he is a big friend to me. The Lord makes it clear over and over and over to me that he loves my friendship.
Love that.
And I'm a friend guy. It's part of my ministry.
Yeah.
I become friends with everybody. But I can't help it because Jesus is my friend. I can't help it. And so I can't help it. He is truly my counselor. Truly. And when I say counselor, I mean, he gives me strategies, plans. He gives me vision for finished product, what the finished thing is. But to me, that is just more about him being sanity in the midst of chaos.
Yeah.
He really is my sanity. I mean, really. You know? I mean, he is.
That's good.
You know? He is like, I feel like I'm always in God's territory, and I feel like I'm always in his house. Mm-hmm. I belong at home with him. And so consequently, my ministry is giving all those things to other people.
Yeah.
Okay, so how God has showed up to you is how you know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So those who know your name will put their trust in you because they know your character, because they know his character. And then God responds to that when you seek him. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Mm-hmm. That is the miracle verse. That is the true prosperity message. That is how it all works. Mm-hmm. That is work. You build on your equity of your relational walk with King Jesus. Yeah. You mark how good God is. You learn what his character is in the midst of things. You acknowledge him in all of your ways. Mm-hmm. And then you bring that before the Lord when you need a miracle and you seek him. And the verse for that is Psalms 9, verse 10.
Mm, so
hallelujah
good.
To the Lamb of God. It's actually pretty simple. It really is. It just requires you to lay your life down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think about whatever your head wants to think about. You have to constantly be thinking about him. You cannot be concerned with the things that you naturally would be concerned about. You have to be concerned about the things that God Almighty is concerned about. Mm-hmm. And that's why David had a heart after God's own heart. That's mm-hmm. what it means. If you want to know what it means, why did God love David so much? Because David decided as a little boy, after having some crazy encounter with God, whatever his priority is going to be my priority. And that's called the fear of the Lord, when you love what God loves and when you hate what God hates. And that's why David got in so much trouble, because he got away from the fear of the Lord. And that was what was so precious between him and God. Mm-hmm. He started getting away from the fear of the Lord. That being a king will do that. It will ruin you. And I want to tell everybody, if you've ever been to Branson, Missouri, and gone to Sight and Sound and seen King David, big part of that play is how just being the king.
I heard that was really good.
Oh, God, it's just so ridiculously awesome.
I know. I want to see it.
It's the greatest play on the planet. There is no better play. I've never seen a better play than that. It is. I've been to Broadway. I've seen plays. I'm a play guy. I love plays. I love plays. And I love how plays work. I love how they're written. I love the interaction between the audience and the people. I love the production of it. I love plays. And by the way, plays are God's idea. Song of Solomon is the inventor of all plays. Mm-hmm. The Book of Song of Solomon is actually a play. It's actually a play. And you got this choir called the Daughters of Jerusalem. You got, you know, you got this, you got the Shulamite woman. Then you got the king, and he's in the field and the whole thing. And it was a play that actually was demonstrative of the redemptive process of how King Jesus was going to redeem his bride, who said, well, my skin's too dark and I'm kind of runny looking. I don't smell very good and all that. And he's like, you have no idea how much I love you. Mm. And she didn't know that he was a king. And she fell in love with him before he revealed himself that he was a king. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. Hallelujah. I'm full of the Holy Ghost today.
Yeah.
Today's my miracle breakthrough day. Just telling you.
Yeah.
You feel like what?
I just feel the presence of the Lord.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I feel the presence of the Lord. Right on. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Aguilar, Sight and Sound Theater in Branson, Missouri. It's called David.
My husband works there. Joe's husband works there. That's cool. Mm.
Really?
Yep. Just scroll up. It just went a little bit past Taylor. Joe Brennan, maybe down. Oh, yeah, there you go.
My husband works at Sight and Sound Theaters in Branson. Cool. Way to go, Joe. Well, he's a part of an awesome album. I have seen King David three times. I've seen Esther twice.
I would love to see Esther.
Esther's a masterpiece. Every play they do is a stinking masterpiece. There's nothing like Sight and Sound Theater. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it. It just glorifies Jesus. The coolest thing, too, is not just the production and the set and the thing, which is so amazing, and how well it's acted, and the production is crazy. Being in the room with that group of people who have pilgrimed themselves from all over the nation to come there and to have an encounter with God. Mm-hmm. Just being in the room with all those people is stupid. Well, I am going to get that place in Branson, Missouri, in the mighty name of King Jesus. That place is mine. That'll be a part of the experience that we're going to have is, hey, man, you guys will come and visit us and visit Redemption House, and we're going to have the Open Door Branson experience, and then you guys go see Sight and Sound on Friday or Saturday. that's going to be crazy cool.
Looks like someone donated anonymous $100 on YouTube, so thank you.
Somebody on YouTube donated $100.
Maybe they're sowing for their miracle. I don't know, but we just pray for you, and we bless you, and thank you.
God, whatever miracle breakthrough they need, I just declare in the name of Jesus, God, that you see them. And God, the way that I know you by name, I pronounce a blessing upon their life in the name of Jesus.
We had another $200 anonymous donation earlier.
Another anonymous. Awesome. You know what? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lord knows who you are, anonymous. Mm-hmm. And you did that as unto the Lord. And I bless you. And according to the way that I know him by name, I bless you and declare that today is the day of your miracle breakthrough in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I said this at the beginning. Guys, we had a $100,000 giver this week, and it was an astonishing thing. I talked to that person yesterday, and they told me, don't you tell anybody. I said, okay, I won't. It's okay. I tell you that the money was given to us, but I'm not going to tell you who it was that did it. And I just was like, we were all floored. Like, oh, my gosh. And again, we know the miracles we're looking for. We are looking for a $4 million miracle. We're looking for it right now because we have $4 million in projects that need to be finished. And it's a life or death situation. And yeah, so I want to just tell you, man, that goes straight into Troy Brewer Ministries. Does not go to me. Doesn't go to these two chicks. I promise you that. I wouldn't let that happen. But with that, I said, dang sure doesn't go to Taylor over there. I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm very sorry about that. But God Almighty is on the move. It's a miracle working time.
Amen.
Amen.
What's something else?
That's so good. Well, I think as we're kind of wrapping, I think it'd be good for us to pray for everyone who's waiting for a miracle. We have some comments from earlier people, and I don't know if Rebecca, you got more, but I have a few that I was just jotting down as I saw come through in the comments of people waiting for their miracles.
Well, you know what? I want to just minister to you, Ms. Shea, for just a second, too, and I want to say this to you. A big part of what you said, and I know that this is true, I know how important stability is to you. You want to make sure that things are real.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big deal. And you guys know that that's a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this can't be baloney. This has got to be real. Everything that we're doing. Everything that we're doing. I'm not going to do this if this ain't real. And I'm not just talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm just talking about, are we really being impactful? Are we truly making a difference?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not seeing that, I'm like, I don't care what we do. I really don't. I don't care if it's doing this. I don't care if it's digging a ditch. I don't care what it is. I really don't. I just want it to be very real. And man, the Lord loves that about you. That's a genuine heart. That's really good. Like, no, I want this to be real. I have the gift of real. Yeah. You have the gift of real. Mm-hmm. You do. All right. Mm-hmm. But I want you to listen to that scripture again because this is this I just want to challenge you if you'll let me do that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
It's something really good. No, this is really good.
I'm listening.
I bet you have a miracle working anointing that you don't know that you have. And I want to tell you why that is. Mm-hmm. That seriously, that now that you're in your 60s, you'll be able to tap off into that.
I'm not. I look like this at 60, though.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Of course, it's a mask. It's a Joe Biden mask. That you got from the CIA.
I'm not 60, though.
Y'all ought to see it, man, when she takes it off. And she's like this old prune, man. She takes off her mask. Okay, but here's the deal. Okay, when Psalms 9:10 when it says, those who know your name put their trust in you, O Lord, and you have not forsaken those who seek you. The word trust in Psalms 9:10 comes from the Hebrew word batach. Okay, B-A-T-A-C-H. Which I believe if it's a bat, that's like a feminine form of trust.
Yeah. Okay. Bats is typically, yeah.
Okay. So it signifies, if you look it up, and I just did, it means a bold confidence in the security of the Lord. So if God is giving you, if God shows up in your life the way he has to me, the way he has to you, the way he has to her, the way he has to so many others, God shows up to you as your confidence in his security. That also means that you have a breakthrough anointing for miracles.
That's cool.
And I bet you have not yet tapped into that the way that you can. Dare you to start seeking the Lord intentionally, going, wait a minute, I have an anointing for this. And I'm going to start tapping into this and start looking for very specific miracles for anybody that the Lord leads you to, especially your good friend and pastor, Troy Brewer. And I bet you can start checking off lists of miracle breakthroughs happen because that whole thing of confidence in security in the Lord is what it says that he has not forsaken those who seek him.
That's good.
He shows up for them.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, awesome. Man.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that. I will.
Well, do that for me.
I would do that.
You'll be in will. Right on. Let's finish up here. Let's finish up here with a few more comments. So what's one of your favorite comments on here? What are you guys seeing?
Well, a lot of them are prayers to be asked. And then we had another donation of $100 by Ken Wilson.
Wow, that's awesome.
But I mean.
So awesome.
Do you want to pray?
The Lord bless you. Yeah, no, I'm going to pray for everybody. I'm fixing to do that.
We've got some specific needs that people are believing for miracles.
What am I believing for? I'm gonna list out what I'm believing God for. I told you guys, I'm believing God for $4 million in projects. And these projects are
fully funded.
They need to be fully funded. That includes Branson, Missouri. That includes our children's home in Mexico City.
Amen.
That includes our children's home, which still has another $650,000 to be finished. That includes Durango. That includes Toluca, Mexico, which is another $300,000 in just in Toluca. It includes $500,000 for Redemption Village in Uganda, East Africa. We have the water well finished, and we have the latrines finished, and we have housing for like 16 people, and we got to do housing for like 150 people. People that we rescued from the Congo. That also includes our security teams here, and for our rescuers here. I need $54,000 to finish this case in Cambodia where we catch this monster. I need $54,000 for that. And I could go on and on and on. Bottom line is I need a $4 million breakthrough. And I want to get those things finished. I wake up thinking about those things, and I go to sleep thinking about those things every single day and thinking, what can I do to tweak it a little bit better, to expedite this? What can I do for this or for that? I also have a lot of debt. I have several million dollars in debt that I need paid off. And I'm believing God for that.
In Jesus' name.
Now we're talking about multi-millions of dollars. And I cannot believe I'm talking about that. I'm talking about just 10 years ago.
Wow.
10 years ago, I opened up my very first bank account, my very first savings account, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
9 years ago, crazy. Actually. Wow. It was actually 9 years ago. How about them apples? Mm-hmm. I was 51 years old when I opened up my very first savings account. That's how broke I was all those years. Yeah, you wouldn't have put up with me for 1 minute. There was no stability in me, tell you that. Oh, actually, there was. There was great stability in me, but there was no finances. And, you know, the Lord called us to feed people and to save kids. And I didn't know how to do it. So we just mortgaged our house over and over again and just found a guy that gave me 4 million miles on a credit card.
He gave me
4 million miles.
Wow.
It's to travel anywhere you want for free.
It's rain.
It is rain. It's storming out there. And wow, listen to that rain. Wow. Rain on me. Rain down on me. Amen. Come on, man.
That's what it is.
So I say all that just to say that's how it goes. And I'm believing the Lord for that. I'm believing God for a huge miracle breakthrough for Mimi.
Yep.
A monster miracle breakthrough. Name,
yes.
I'm believing God for a huge miracle breakthrough in several pedophiles that we're actually chasing down and we're trying to get those guys convicted. God for the fruition of the Branson home and for all the licensing that we need to be able to fill that house up with pregnant minors, with the little girls that are pregnant.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. I'm believing in the name of Jesus. I am believing that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and I'm ready to go on to the next things. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
What do you believe in God for?
For Mimi, that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Just overflow this year. Amen. and breakthrough in many ways.
Amen.
I'm expecting.
I knew you were going to ask me.
What do you believe in God for?
You said something that this week that I don't know why I never thought of it, but you said, why don't you pray for your house to get paid off by the end of the year? And I was just stirred up in a whole crazy radical way. So I want my house to be paid off by the end of the year.
Come on.
Wow.
And I want to be able to help my parents, get them something. They live with me. And then I stand in the gap with you, with everything and Mimi, and that I may be obedient.
The border church has still not been given to us. They're trying to get that to us.
Yeah.
And we're going to start a whole new ministry on the border down there. And you're going to be a big part of it because it's got to be a Spanish-speaking church. So. There are no white people down there. It's in Texas.
Just be obedient to what God says.
Amen. We got a lot of breakthroughs to happen.
Yeah. Amen.
We have a lot of breakthroughs. And then just thinking about all the individual kids that we rescue, I can think of so many breakthroughs we need in the thousands of kids that we're taking care of, you know? And so I'm about to pray for this thing.
Yeah.
And I want to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And I want you to get ready.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to get ready. I want you to crank this thing up wherever you're at. Consecrate yourself to the Lord.
Yes.
Avoid all other distractions right now. And let's seek the Lord together, because I want to give you this scripture one more time. Those who know your name put their trust in you. Oh, Lord, you have not forsaken those who seek you. So here we go.
Jesus.
Remove your covers, gentlemen. Hallelujah. That's what the Cowboys say. They always say, remove your covers.
Oh, Jesus. That looks good.
Yeah, man. I had a good hair day today.
Even thank you, that.
God. Thank you, God, for my hairline, by the way. Even though I'm losing all this back here, that's okay.
They don't need to see it. Don't do that. They won't know it.
I don't show them that. Okay. All right, well, here we go. All right. Father God, I'm ready. And God, I'm ready to seek you. And I know, God, that when I seek you, I find you. When I ask, you answer. And when I knock, you open the door. God, when I seek you, I find you.
Yes.
That is my history with you. When I ask, you hear and you answer, O Lord. And when I knock, King Jesus, you open the door with the keys of King David himself, a door that no man can shut, Lord God Almighty, because my God has opened that door. Father, God, we lift up Mimi right now. And God, we thank you, Lord God, sir, that you have woken her up out of, God, you literally have saved her from certain death.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, sir, I pray, God, that you would waken up the parts of her brain that have not yet awoken. I say, awake, O sleeper, in the name of Jesus. And I call into perfect function and into perfect integrity, according to the design of God Almighty, every single part of her brain, her verbal part, her functioning parts, her emotional part, every single part of her brain, hold and healed in Jesus' name. And God, we say amen. Let it be so. Let it be established. Let it be done. Let it be all the way finished. Let it be perfected. Let this assignment be completed in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I do want to pray for all the things, God, that I have mentioned here before.
Yeah.
All the things, God, that my two little sisters have mentioned. God, the things, God, that Taylor has on his heart, and the things, God, that all my friends and my partners all over this planet have upon their hearts, and God, have typed out and have written those things out. Jesus, we declare that today is the day for the miracle breakthrough. Today is the day for the miracle breakthrough. I want to declare it one more time. Today is the day. And so, Lord God, sir, we initiate this thing, and God, we trust you, God, and we know you by name because, God, we have such an awesome history with you. God, you have built a history with us. You have invested such equity into our lives, Lord God. And God Almighty, sir, we call upon your name. We call upon how we know you, Lord God. And God, we know your compassionate heart towards us. We know what a giving God you are. Lord God, sir, we know, Lord God, how compassionate and wonderful, God, that you are towards us. We know how powerful you are, Lord God. We know, God, the security that comes from you, the promises that come from you. And Father God, sir, how that you are faithful to finish everything, God, that you have ever initiated. We say yes and amen to that. We say yes and amen to that. God, we have a yes, and we have the action of the yes. And Father God, sir, we declare, God, that you have the amen. You are the one, God, that causes it, Lord God, to be finished. Father, I lift up every seed that we have planted towards these things. I lift up every word that we have spoken according to these things. I lift up every tear that we have shed over these things. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you cause it all to bear much fruit. And I love you and I praise you and I thank you, Lord God, for this miracle working day of incredible breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I feel the presence of the Lord. He's here. I promise you. I promise y'all, man, he's here.
Yeah.
Be excited about that. I celebrate your breakthrough that you're having. Yeah. I celebrate the healings that are taking place. Man, check your body and see if you've been healed. There are many of you who are believing God for a healing. Many of you. Man, be looking for your miracle breakthrough and acknowledge him in all of your ways. In the least little thing, acknowledge him in those things and give him glory in those things. All right. Well, I think I'm about done. Mm-hmm. What a cool show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys spent time with us here today.
This was any indicator to how tonight's going to go.
Oh.
I feel like it's going to be gonna a big bring night.
It. You know, his beard is going to come in the door about 5 minutes before he does.
And it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That atomic beard is going to come in. Kellyanne says, I can feel the Lord right there where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys, amen. I'm so grateful that all of you guys joined us today. I'm so grateful Alan DeDio is joining us here tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. Joseph Z is going to be with us over the weekend. I've got a pastor's day out of Redemption Ranch tomorrow. I'm going to be driving out there tonight. And then on Friday, I've got a special day out there with a bunch of stuff going on out there. I want to come home on Saturday and believe God for his best and for his highest. And then all my friends that are in Wyoming, I want to be with y'all next week up in the Cheyenne area next week. I sure am.
Fun.
That's going to be so fun.
It
is going to be fun. I've never been to the Cheyenne Rodeo before.
Ooh, that's me either, and that sounds so cool.
Oh, the Cheyenne Rodeo.
It's going to be amazing.
Wow. Oh,
that's so cool.
It's something Leanna set up for me for my birthday last year.
Aww. When I grow up, I want to be like
you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's
really
cool, man.
Well, kids by day, going to the rodeo by night. Exactly I love
right,
it.
Man.
It's
that's
awesome.
Exactly right. That's all right, awesome. Well, I'll let you guys finish up.
Yeah, well, thank you all so much for joining us. It's just been such a special time. And I want to encourage you, share this. Share this with someone who you think might need it. Or share this with just your feed. I mean, you never know who's going to click on this, who might see the title and think, you know what, I actually need a miracle. I need my faith built up. And let this be that for them. And we just pray that it spoke to you. We believe for your miracles. And everything that you guys are believing God for, we are standing with you in agreement. And remember, if you need prayer, if you actually want to pray with someone, call the number on your screen. Call 877-413-0888. That's a 24/7 prayer line. That's our people. That is our call center here on site. And man, it's just such wonderful people there that we have on staff that are trained and ready and waiting to pray with you.
Such beautiful comments, awesome. Man. So many. Bill, I saw your comment, Bill. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. I am your brother in Christ. Aww. Just looking at everybody, everybody's just like, golly, everybody's saying such cool things.
So cool.
Hey, man, listen, we're not looking for just an audience. We're looking for an army.
Yes.
We're not just building an audience. We're building an army.
Mary Elaine.
And I praise God that you guys are part of it.
Mary Elaine asked for more Pulse like these, more episodes like the one we did today.
Cool. Good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it.
Amen. Yolanda, be looking for your miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Yolanda, honey, listen, your miracle is coming.
Amen.
You'll see. You'll see, man, the Lord is faithful. He's good. Don't give up. You're not crazy and you're not stupid for trusting in God for all those things.
In the name
Go
of Jesus.
Go after it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, somebody needs a double lung transplant.
Whoa.
Well, in Jesus
man, that's a big
name,
deal.
Man,
let
like
that happen in Jesus' name. You know, Leanna gave away her kidney last year.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got some equity in the Lord when it comes to organs. And by the way, another thing, too, that I told Leanna, there's no way that this is going to kill you and giving away your organ, because we have rescued so many kids out of trafficking that they were going to take their organs away from them.
Wow.
Like, we've sowed into that.
Wow.
And so I praise God for
that. They're praying for salvation. Quintanilla, believing for healing for my son, Jason, and for salvation for my children, Stephanie, Tabitha, Jeff, and Matthew, and husband. My husband, William, in Jesus' name, prodigal
son. Come on,
son,
William. I pray, Father God, sir, that you give them a heart to know you, Lord God. Give them a heart to know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I lift up that whole house in Jesus' name.
Kiwa Films, I'm under heavy warfare. In Jesus' name, we send your angels to go before Kiwa, Lord, and whatever that attack is, Lord, we break the cycle. We break the curse. We break anything that is happening right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
Lord.
Right on. Eulene, we bless you in Jesus' name, man. Coming over here all the way from South Africa, and here you are. And God Almighty is not finished with you. Don't you think he, listen, even though you're in a hard place, you're in a blessed place, you're still blessed. You're still blessed.
In Jesus' name.
And I bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus. Amen.
Wow. Look at all these
amazing. You had the transplant. We want complete healing. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Wow.
Yeah. Hallelujah. So many good things. All right, guys.
Coming. This is so good.
Yeah, everybody's typing up some really good stuff, man. Yeah. Hey, one more thing that's worth saying, too. Just saying, so many of you guys shared my Fox News video and shared those things. So many people did. And it's just had untold numbers of views. And it's rocked the world. I mean, it's really rocked
it
the world.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything unusual. I was.
You said what you always say. Yeah, if you follow you know that that's.
I don't know why it's made such a big impact, but really that's cool. The Lord. That was the Lord's business. And so
it's so good.
Yeah. Awesome. So thank you guys for those of y'all who are brave enough to share that. Thank you for that. I'm so grateful. Amen. All right, guys. Well, y'all are awesome too. And I call you guys blessed. And thank you so much, man. I love y'all.
Prayer givers on the 800 line. Pray for our call center. We love you guys.
Pray for our call center.
We're so grateful for you. And thank you for.
Yeah, they're all watching. They're all watching right now. They watch the whole thing, and
I love them.
You know, Tia and that whole bunch that's over there. Golly, guys, man, listen, man, we love y'all so much.
Thank you, guys.
And man, we don't take y'all for granted. Thank y'all that y'all don't take us for granted too. Man, we're just so proud of you. Man, we're in this thing together, and we're killing it, guys. We're doing it. We're doing the kingdom stuff. Right on. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you guys go, and I'll see you at church tonight. Mm-hmm. Pastor Alan DeDio is going to be here with us, be in prayer for our big pastors get together out of Redemption Ranch tomorrow. I want that to be life changing for all of our pastors. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.